Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden says he told Russian leader Vladimir Putin the U.S. will respond if the country's critical infrastructure is hit in a cyber attack. But as NPR's Greg Myrie reports, Putin dismissed U.S. accusations Russia has been involved in cyber intrusions.
President Biden said that during his summit meeting with Vladimir Putin, he listed 16 industries, from energy supplies to water systems, that should never be targeted.
I talked about the proposition that certain critical infrastructures should be off limits to attack, period.
Russian criminal gangs, though not the Russian government, have been blamed for recent attacks that disrupted oil and meat supplies in the U.S. Speaking earlier, Putin claimed Russia was more a victim than a perpetrator of computer hacks. Both leaders said they would jointly look into cyber threats, but did not provide details. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The two world leaders wrapped up their meeting in Geneva today. The Biden administration is buying another 200 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They'll be delivered through early next year. More from NPR's Sydney Lupkin.
Another 200 million Moderna COVID-19 vaccine doses are coming, but it's not yet clear what the Biden administration will do with them. The order could include updated vaccine versions against variants, which Moderna is studying as potential boosters, or they could be Moderna's original formulation, which could help vaccinate children. The government had already purchased 300 million Moderna doses, many of which have been used alongside Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson doses to vaccinate the United States over the last several months. So far, more than half of the total U.S. population has had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The additional Moderna vaccine doses will cost the government $3.3 billion, or about $16.50 each. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The Justice Department's internal watchdog group says the U.S. Marshals Service does not have the resources needed to protect federal judges. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
The U.S. Marshals Service is charged with protecting the justice system, including the federal judiciary, court workers, and judges. Now, the Justice Department's Inspector General says the Marshals Service lacks the resources or the capabilities to proactively detect threats needed to keep judges safe. The need has become all the more pressing in recent years as the number of threats against federal judges has skyrocketed. In one instance, threats have turned deadly. In 2020, a man showed up at the New Jersey home of federal judge Esther Salas and shot and killed her 20-year-old son. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Wrapping up a two-day meeting in Washington, Federal Reserve policymakers indicated the central bank may act sooner than previously thought to begin dialing back its low interest rate policies. Fed policymakers indicated that instead of holding the line on rates through 2024, there could be two rate hikes by late 2023. On Wall Street today, stocks fell, the Dow down 265 points. You're listening to NPR.